This is WBAA. I'm Kristen Malavenda. Joining me in the studio for his monthly conversation with us is Purdue President Mitch Daniels. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Kristen.
Earlier this month, the Board of Trustees Executive Committee approved moving Purdue's development and investment offices over to the Purdue Research Foundation. How did this decision come about, and how will this benefit the university?
It came about first by noticing that we were different than most. In the big majority of schools like ours, fundraising happens in the foundation, which then becomes the receiver of the funds. So that that got us looking to see if maybe they knew something we didn't. I think there'll be a lot of advantages. It won't change anything really in terms of the activity of the people doing the work or their relationship with the rest of the university, with its individual colleges and so forth. Many of them work specifically to solicit funds for a given unit. But they'll work as really under a contract, a service contract now. And I think it'll allow them to be more flexible in personnel decisions. It will clearly realize some savings and efficiencies. Some of the back office things can now be done for both organizations by our people at PRF, and those dollars can go back into more active fundraisers. We'd ideally like to have as many of these people actively on the phone or on the road trying to raise money for Purdue as opposed to keeping the books back at the office. So we'll get all those advantages. It's not earth-shaking, but I think the longer we looked at it, the more powerful the case for doing it became.
So it's essentially more efficient than the process is right now.
First of all, the spirit and morale of alums and other donors seems to be pretty good right now. We're certainly seeing that in results. We hope that continues. But we think we can do a lot better. There are a lot of Boilermakers out there that we haven't found our way to reach. And we need to, as I say, increase, the military would call it the tooth-to-tail ratio, more people out on the front lines explaining all the great things that are happening at Purdue and trying to get people interested in it.
Will the university continue to pay salaries and expenses, or does PRF assume all of that?
These folks will work for PRF. Everybody's retirement and all the benefits were fully protected. But that transition will occur, and then PRF will build a university for what we think will be, something less than what we were paying when we were doing it directly.
And is this money then, whatever cost savings you realize, will be put towards the university's plan to, to keep freezing tuition or reappropriated to other areas?
I think initially, any savings we want to plow back into more effective fundraising, which, if successful, of course, means we have new resources for keeping tuition down and new resources for enhancing research and teaching.
And this is something, this setup with the foundation is something that most Big Ten universities are
right.
doing currently, correct?
That's right. This is the standard practice. We weren't the only ones with the previous arrangement, but we were definitely in the minority.
In terms of the transition, will it be a seamless transition? Do you expect any bumps along the way?
We really hope not. A lot of good thoughts gone into it. We'll watch carefully as the day for switching arrives, but I think it's been well planned. By every report and every personal encounter I've had, the folks involved here are excited about this. They do think it will make them more effective and more successful doing what they love doing, which is bringing in resources to Purdue.
Is there a plan for a campaign for a certain amount of money to bring in? Are you happy with the direction and the money that's being brought in right now?
I'll never be happy or satisfied anyway. I'm encouraged. I will say that. We're running well ahead of last year. The other thing that's encouraging to me, and I hope this continues, is right now there's also a very significant increase in the funds coming in for student support, scholarships, and the like. So the total's gone up, but within that total, the mix has shifted somewhat, and I hope that continues because we need to be able to do more to assist students in affording to come to Purdue. But no, we'll never be satisfied. Whether we will choose what I'll call a traditional campaign, a fixed period of time, we're not settled on that yet. What we know we want to do, campaign or no campaign, is ramp up the level, the annual, every year level, not just have a great big bubble of funds or in-kind donations that then leaves you back at the level you always were.
Right.
Something more predictable and something that picks up a little bit bigger share of the cost of running this place.
Well, Purdue President Mitch Daniels, thanks so much for your time today.
Always fun, Kristen. Thanks.
Kristen Malavenda, WBAA News.